This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Play clock is at one. They just got it away on third and long. Watch out! Picked off! There's White down the sideline. Gets a block! And now a touchdown! The former Vikings pick six. Fourth year in the league. On the Vikings practice squad last year, and that pass was telegraphed, and Wright took care of the rest.
They brought the pressure. Dennis Allen called it up at the perfect time. Deshaun Wright sitting on the route.
Gets his first career pick six, and then went 74 yards for the touchdown.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Let's get right into it. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. It is Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you, leading you right up to 5 o'clock. That's when Dustin Rhodes comes on for the pregame show, and then after that, things get rolling. Mully and Hall, they got a great show lined up for you. Olin Krug jumps on at 7. Dave Wonstadt in studio, bourbon in hand. At 7:40, Brad Biggs jumps on at 9. Then Raheemy Harris with Mark Grody. They got Patrick Manley, who I've said time and time again, one of my favorite analysts covering the Chicago Bears. Tim, he comes on at 11. Tim Jenkins joins at 1. Then Spiegel and Holmes. Matt Forte hangs with the fellas at 3. Jason Leisure at 4. Then Jalen Johnson rounds out the day at 5 p.m. Set your alarms right now because you're going to want to listen to that. But again, Bears lose 27-24 to the Minnesota Vikings. The Bears had control. They had momentum. And here we are talking about another one that slipped away. Another one. The offense looked sharp early. Caleb Williams, 10 for 10. Feeling good. Had me hyped up. I got a brand new baby, 2 weeks old. I had to be quiet. Couldn't yell. At one point, when the Bears scored a touchdown, I ran to the living room, or I was in the living room, I ran to our office, and I like did so I wouldn't yell out loud, and my daughter thought I was crying. My oldest, she ran over, she's like, "Papi, are you okay? Are you crying?" "No, I'm not crying tears of joy. This is amazing." But again, the defense had its moments, but in crunch time, it couldn't finish. So the question is, what really went wrong, right? Is it a Ben Johnson thing? Is it the defense collapsing? What does it tell us about the Chicago Bears team moving forward? 312-644-6767. Let's go out to the phone lines. We got M. Harris out in the South Loop. Marshall, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing up at 4 in the morning, bro?
Bro, you know I got to call in and give my emotions, my energy. But I had to sleep on this one. I work out every morning about this time, so I was like, let me give Gabe a call before I go hit these weights.
I already know. Marshall Harris, of course, from Raheemy and Harris, hanging out with me at 4 o'clock, which I genuinely appreciate. But I just in my mind when I saw your name on the call, I was like, he's gonna be like, "So how do you feel, Gabe? How do you feel after this one?" I'm already picturing what you're saying coming down the pipe. But I'm curious. Initial thoughts, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, the defense, Dennis Allen. After the first game, I mean, is it what you expected? A letdown?
it was definitely a letdown. Anytime you have the lead going into the fourth quarter, this is something that we're used to over the last few years, seeing this fourth time in 4 years that the Bears have gone into the fourth quarter with a double-digit lead only to lose the game. That's twice as many as any other team in that span, right? So, like, I'm used to that, but it's under Ben Johnson. It's like under new management is the sign that they had plastered all over Soldier Field. But when you get in,
the food's still trash.
The product looks a whole lot like the same thing I've been consuming. So, yeah, that didn't sit well with me. But I will say this. I told people this was going to take time. And people were like, you're so negative. You predicted them to go 7-10. Well, the 7-10 was with a season-opening win. Mm. And you can already imagine what I'm thinking if they can't win the season opener against J.J. McCarthy. Mm. For a half, they made that dude look like a quarterback who's never taken a regular season NFL snap. The problem is the Minnesota Vikings did a much better job making adjustments than the Bears did. And at the end, which quarterback played better? You tell me, Gabe. You tell me. You get a defensive touchdown and you still lose a game at home? You tell me, Gabe. You tell me.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, second half adjustments, Vikings defense had 6 straight third down stops in the second half. And then, you know, J.J. McCarthy, here's some stuff for you, Marshall. I know you were sleeping, but he's the first NFL quarterback since 1985 to overcome a 10-point fourth quarter deficit in his debut. And only he and Cam Newton, the only ones to have 2 passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown in their first game. And the first rookie ever, ever to account for 3 fourth quarter touchdowns in their debut. That is wild. Because you talked about what the Bears defense made him look like in the first half, but you also got to talk about what they made him look like in the fourth quarter.
They had 85 yards total on their first 9 drives. 85 yards total on their first 9 drives. And with Caleb, unfortunately, I knew this was going to take time. I knew you weren't going to see the finished product, but I was banking on Ben Johnson being able to navigate the waters and have him look competent in game number 1, even if he wasn't ready. The pre-snap penalties, still there. They're not a finished product. This team, I believe, will look a lot better later in December. But unfortunately, you got games to play right now, real games, division games, and a 1-3 or even an 0-4 start look real possible right now. That's the problem when you're looking at the Bears. And that's why I was like, this team, I can't see them going to the playoffs unless they win game 1, because they would have something to build on. But right now, as I said, Ben Johnson, 2 things stand out to me. The lack of clock management with the Cairo Santos.
Horrible.
Also, Cairo Santos, I'm ready to move on from him. I'm ready to move on. If you can't trust your kicker to kick it out of the end zone, why is he on your team? It's 2025. Do you know how many people have real legs who can kick it out of the end zone? No problem.
I mean, they got their kicker put together the 59-yard field goal.
Listen, and then he misses the field goal, and then Ben Johnson, the challenge? Explain the challenge to me.
Tough.
Can you explain it to me? Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, I can't explain it to you, actually. You know, you have a first-time head coach who was just coaching the offense, and then all of a sudden you have to manage the entire game along with the offense, and you realize that it's more difficult than you anticipated. And I think that's what you're seeing right there, where you're like, oh, yeah, I know what that was. Flag. And you're like, wait, no, hold on, timeout. That's not actually what that was. You know, so it's, you're running into those situations. And I think it goes back, Marshall, you and I have had countless amounts of conversations about how
people gave.
We had talked at length about this Bears teams, but I think also the Bears fan base, right? Where we, and the same thing goes for Ben Johnson. That's really what I'm focusing on here. We put too much on these guys in order to think that, you know, Caleb Williams is the savior, Ben Johnson is the savior, and we don't allow for this room for error. And Ben Johnson, in his first game as a head coach, you know, got out coached in the second half by one of the best brains in football in Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell and his offense ultimately look better than Ben Johnson and his offense. And I'll say this, with the Brian Flores thing, I don't want to give him all this credit that people were trying to give him about the second half and the adjustments. The possibilities were there throughout the game. Caleb Williams, too many checkdowns, and then you can't miss DJ Moore wide open like they did in the final. I mean, that changes the entire complexion of the game if he completes that pass and they get that touchdown. But he was wide open. When there is busted coverage, you have to take advantage of busted coverage. It's akin to a Major League Baseball player. When you get a hanging breaking ball, what do you do to the hanging breaking ball if you are a Major
gotta
League Baseball player?
Got to make him pay.
You got to make him pay. He was unable to make him pay. So Caleb Williams, to me, still has a lot of growing to do. Can I tell you a secret?
Uh-oh.
Can I tell you a secret?
Uh-oh. Nobody's listening. Don't worry. Just me and you.
When he threw that pass and didn't hit DJ Moore, the first thing I thought of is, I wonder what Tyson Bagent's thinking about right now.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
No, I'm being dead serious. Gabe, I'm being dead
I've
serious.
I've already got a handful of phone calls overnight that are like, Gabe, let me ask you, would Tyson Bagent have won that game? And I'm like, dude, I don't want to have that conversation right now. It's not what I'm doing.
Okay. You don't want to have the conversation, but it's a valid question to ask, knowing what we know about Tyson Bagent and knowing what we know about Caleb Williams. It's valid.
The run game still would have been ineffective. You know, DeAndre Swift would have still been running for 2 yards. You still wouldn't have had a change of pace back. You still would have had Kyle Manungai trying to block for Tyson Bagent. Tyson Bagent wouldn't have been as elusive as Caleb Williams was trying to get out of the pocket. It wouldn't have been the same. Like Tyson Bagent.
Okay. Well, hold on. Yeah. You're right on some of those things, but I'll tell you this. Do you feel like Tyson Bagent would have made the minimum throws, the basic throws, such as that throw I just described to DJ Moore, based on what you've seen from Tyson Bagent in regular season action? Tyson Bagent only got in trouble when he tried to force things because he didn't have a strong enough arm. But as far as just basic throws and the hanging breaking balls, if you will, busted coverage, he's going to kill you.
I neither want to confirm nor deny that report that he will kill you. That is Marshall Harris. As you can hear today, of course, 10-2, him, Rahimi, Mark Grody as well. They got some great, great guests on their show today.
I can't wait. Listen, you know who I'm really looking forward to? And Patrick Manley is going to be amazing.
Dude.
But the quarterback insight we're going to get from Tim Jenkins today, that is must-listen radio.
And you know that by 1 o'clock, he's going to have a full breakdown. He would have watched that game multiple times to try to say what's going on there. Let me ask you this before I let you go over here. When you think about, like, after watching the game, is it, like, what I'm trying to say is, when you watch this, because I want to ask it properly, that's why. When you watch this game, you think about the future of the Chicago Bears. And I'm talking about future this year, not necessarily years from now, but as the rest of the season plays out. How much better can it be?
It'd be a lot better. If he just hits that throw, it's a lot better. If he doesn't go 11 for 25 over a spin after going 10 for 10, it can be a lot better. But the accuracy issues are concerning, Gabe. They are concerning. Look, Caleb's got the special. I'm not arguing that Caleb off script isn't amazing and just wondrous to behold. But you got to be able to do the rudimentary, and that's where my concern lies is, can Caleb Williams consistently get to the line of scrimmage and do the most rudimentary and fundamental of plays? That's where the question lies. And we're going to find out this season, because I believe in Ben Johnson as a play caller. I didn't say head coach. As a play caller, a lot more than I believe in Caleb Williams as a quarterback right now.
That's an interesting one. I mean, because when you think about the second, I mean, you mentioned it, right? You threw out the stats. 11 for 22 or after starting 10
for 11 for 25%.
Yeah, listen, we all but what do you think changed? Was it him trying to do too much? Was it, you know, cuz to me that's what I felt like when I was watching Caleb in the second half. It just felt like he thought, I got to get 10 yards on every throw. I got to get a touchdown right here. And then it was like all or nothing, and then it seemed he became a bit dejected when he couldn't, you know, achieve those goals he was placing for himself.
Nah, Gabe, he was missing basic throws. He was missing basic throws. He was hitting the ball placement, even on some of his completions, was not good. You got to be more accurate than that. It's just accuracy.
All right. Well, you know me, I still got the Bears winning week two.
I mean, that's an elimination game as far as, you know, 0-2 is tough to do. I will say this. Remember, Ben Johnson, first year as an offensive coordinator, when they finally did turn things around,
they won
one of their first seven games.
Yeah, or so. Wow, 1-6.
In Detroit. So this thing's going to take time. But listen, there will be a conversation to be had about quarterback and that position and who should get the reps doing what midway through the season if things do not improve for Caleb Williams. Because Ben Johnson is about winning. He's not about coddling a quarterback. He's about winning.
Man, I'm trying to envision a scenario where Ben Johnson pulls the plug on Caleb Williams. That sounds wild to me.
A lot of quarterbacks have had the plug pulled on him. A lot of good Hall of Fame quarterbacks have had the – Troy Aikman had the plug pulled on him. John Elway had the plug pulled on him. And well, got back in there, but
at least you're saying those names and you're not saying Anthony Richardson. And then that makes me feel better then. Did you bring it up?
Well, Bryce Young also had the plug pulled on him. Looked better second half.
True.
And then you just saw what happened in the season opener for him.
All right. What are you going to be working on at the gym?
Today is an upper body day.
I can't.
Oh, no, that's a lie. It's deadlift. Deadlift.
We're
deadlifting, we're hip thrusting, we're doing all the things.
Well, I'm
don't
glad.
Worry. I'm be all right. You know, I'm coming back from a knee injury.
I was going to
so
say,
I'm glad you're
healthy enough to do some lower body work. All right. That is Marshall Harris, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you calling in, brother. Have a good workout.
All right, see you, Gabe. Don't do anything.
You know I'm depressed.
Don't harm yourself.
You know I'm depressed over here. You know I'm depressed over here. Marshall Harris, you can catch him today, 10-2. With Layla Rahimi, Mark Grody, as he mentioned. Patrick Manley is going to hang out with them at 11. Then Tim Jenkins, the quarterback whisperer, 1 o'clock. What did he have to say about the performance of Caleb Williams? We got that and more for you all day today as you listen to our Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I am Gabe Ramirez, hanging out with you all the way till 5 o'clock. That's when Dustin Rhodes takes over. He leads you into Mullion Hall. Olin Kreutz at 7. Dave Wonstadt in studio at 7:40. Then, I already mentioned Rahimi and Harris, but Spiegel and Holmes starting at 2 o'clock. They got Matt Forte at 3. Jalen Johnson at 5. It's going to be great stuff lined up for you. Now, you heard the conversation that I had with Marshall Harris right there, and I'm curious what your thoughts are. Shout out to Mike and Bo that are on hold. I got you guys on the other side. But, you know, when you're thinking about this Bears game last night, the one that slipped away, you could have had a happy Tuesday. Instead, you're frustrated. But what was the bigger issue? Was it the offense stalling late or the defense not closing the door and allowing J.J. McCarthy to put together a historic fourth quarter? 312-644-6767. Your call's next right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good call by Ben Johnson. Knowing you're not going to likely pick up the first down, let's get ourselves in field goal range. And it was a designed play to put them in a position here for this opportunity.
Santos missed it. As that just drifted wide to the right. And this remains an 11-point game.
We're back. Live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
It is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you until 5 o'clock. That's when Dustin Rhodes takes over, leading you right into Mully and Haw. We have some great guests lined up for you. Olin Kreutz at 7. Dave Wannstedt in studio at 7:40. Then it's Biggs time at 9 o'clock. And then Raheemi Harris with Mark Grody. They have Patrick Manley and Tim Jenkins at 11-1. And then Spiegel and Holmes. They got Matt Forte at 3, Jason Leisure at 4, Jalen Johnson at 5. Just a great show all day long right here on 670 The Score. I had Tyler Farrengal before we jump to the phone lines. I had him play that because to me that was where everything really changed at, right? You could have gone up 20-6 at that point. Cairo Santos misses the call, but it's how they got to that point. Right, Bears get the ball on their own 24. DeAndre Swift with a good 9-yard run. DJ Moore follows that up with a 2-yard rush to get the first down. Give the ball back to DJ Moore, gets 4 yards. Then Caleb Williams scrambles for the first on a 13-yard run. No passes here. That's the theme I'm trying to point out. Then DeAndre Swift, they go to the well again. DeAndre Swift with a 1-yard run. Then the 13-yard run with a great cutback by Swift. First, so you're first and 10 on Minnesota's 34-yard line, up 17-6. Think about that. That's where you're at right there. And then it kind of goes downhill from there. You draw the defense offside. So you're first and 5. Think about that. You're first and 5 from the Minnesota 29. That's where you're at right there. But then you get the 10-yard penalty, the holding on Darnell Wright that puts him back to first and 20. Then, of course, from there, the incompletion. Then another 10-yard penalty with the intentional grounding. It just got tough from there. They were able to get 12 yards back with the pass to Alameda Zacchaeus. But, again, this happened last year too, right? It's not just the crumbling of the fourth quarter for the defense. It's about self-inflicting penalties that steal your momentum. And then Cairo Santos has to now kick a 50-yarder, which he should make. Let's be very clear on that. But again, it steals the momentum. Then he misses it. And in 3 straight possessions, J.J. McCarthy walks away with touchdowns to give the Minnesota Vikings that 27-17 lead. Bears put one more tutty on the board. Can't finish it off in the end, but it was disappointing. The stalling of the offense by the Chicago Bears, the lackluster performance by Caleb Williams over the course of the game, and then, you know, the miraculous nature of what J.J. McCarthy was able to do in that fourth quarter. I was talking about it with Marshall Harris just a second ago as to how, you know, big of a feat what J.J. McCarthy was able to do for his debut. It was the first quarterback since 1985 to overcome a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter in his debut. And then he's the first rookie ever in all rookies to account for 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns in his debut. The Bears defense did that in the epic collapse in the fourth quarter. But let's go out to the phone lines, hear what you guys got to say about this one. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Bo out in the south suburbs. Bo, what'd you think about Caleb Williams' performance last night?
Well, that was my point that I had. Well, one was, I don't know why we stuck with Braxton Jones as left tackle. You know, I think he was terrible last year, and then we ended up sticking with the same left tackle we started off with. But I think with the Bears, I think we play conservative. We play to lose instead of playing to win. You know, it seemed like every year we do the same thing. We get our foot on someone's throat, and then we ended up letting off of it, and we just continue to do the same crap every year.
Now, Bo, it's interesting though. It's interesting though, Bo, because you're saying we do the same thing every year, but you got a brand new coach, brand new offensive coordinator. He couldn't have brought the same juju. What do you think it was then?
Well, today it seemed like we did the same thing we normally do. You know, some of the calls was terrible. We couldn't even kick the ball out of the end zone. We gave them an extra, we killed our the 2 minute warning in the fourth quarter. We killed ourselves right there by kicking the ball and letting them run the ball out. You know, that was just terrible.
Yeah, Bo, I hear a lot of people talking about that. You know, I've been on the air since midnight, so I've had 4.5 hours of people calling and talking about this Bears game. And there's been quite a few people that have been complaining about that one. I just want to point out the fact that the Bears were already down 10, right? Like, the Bears were down 10. They led 3 straight touchdowns. And so I don't think, focusing on kicking the ball out of bounds. The Bears defense wasn't going to stop Aaron Jones 3 straight times or Mason 3 straight times. He was going to get a first down no matter where he was at. If it was the 35, if they put it out of the end zone, if it was the 40, if they would have kicked it out of bounds, wherever the case, whatever it might have been, they were going to get that first down. They weren't going to stop anybody. They weren't going to get the ball back with enough time in order to do something. That's what we saw. The Bears couldn't even execute the fumble Ruski properly, where you're pitching the ball back. DJ Moore didn't have anybody by him when he was, Like, things, like, they couldn't execute well late. And we saw that, whether it was Caleb Williams or whether it was the defense of this team. So it definitely felt like more of the same.
But, one more point that I think that we come out there, we're up by 11. We should have just kept going. Keep scoring. You know what I mean? Don't sit there and try to. Some of the play calling went back terrible. You know what I mean? In our running game, we have no running game at all.
Yeah. It was definitely evident from the beginning, Bo. The running game, I said it, man. Last night, before the Bears game, I was on CHSN, the Chicago League, myself, David Hall, Cam Smith. And when the inactives came out and we were talking about them, everybody was focused on Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, and TJ Edwards. And I said on the show, I said, guys, the biggest inactive is Roschon Johnson, and I'm not even a huge Roschon Johnson fan, but it was the fact that we were then going from DeAndre Swift to Kyle Manungai. And then I said on the show, I said, the reason why this is an issue is because if DeAndre Swift is ineffective against this stout Minnesota Vikings defense, you do not want Caleb Williams throwing the ball 40 times, which he almost did. He threw 35 times. But again, you had no change of pace back. I said the over under for carries for DJ Moore was going to be 2.5. I said it jokingly, tongue in cheek. I thought he'd get an attempt or two. I didn't think that he was going to be a focal point, but you quickly realized that he needed to be. It was a necessity. So yeah, you think back, and again, for those of you that weren't listening earlier, I said Torrey Taylor, who was never a fan of, or Colson Lovin, either one of those picks. Torrey Taylor, you know what running backs were selected after Torrey Taylor in the fourth round? Oh, you didn't know? Bucky Irving, the starting running back for, the one that you probably drafted in your fantasy league. He was drafted 3 slots after Torrey Taylor. Will Shipley, the backup for the Eagles, was drafted 2 picks after that. Braylon Allen, the backup to Breece Hall, was drafted after that. And Tyrone Tracy, the starting running back for the Giants, was drafted after that as well. I think the Bears could have used one of those guys. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you till 5 o'clock, taking your phone calls as you're probably waking up, going to the gym like Marshall Harris or trying to let off some steam. You could do it right here with me in these last 30 minutes. So go to Benny out in Racine. Benny, good to talk to you again, man.
Yeah, okay. This is what I'm saying. The defense should have made sure that deal was sealed. That's what you do, like Hampton and OB were saying. What the hell are you doing? What the hell is he doing? That was just now. He did his job. Don't you think so?
Yeah, you're talking about Caleb did his job and the defense didn't hold up their end of it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, let's not forget, Benny, let's not forget the defense is what put them in the position to be up double digits, right? The pick six. So the defense certainly held their end of the bargain. And then, you know, first three quarters felt like they did the job too. Now, it was an epic collapse in the fourth quarter. I'm not going to take that away from them. You know, you have to.
No, I'm not saying that too. But then the rest of it, then you got to go after them. You don't, when a guy is down, you keep on going after him. You don't leave him. You don't let him get a chance to build up any steam. That's the thing.
What'd you think about Ben Johnson in his first game coaching for the Chicago Bears?
I think he's a good coach. I do. I think he's a good. He's going to turn out to be a good coach. I really do. But what you got to do is when a guy is down. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I was in the era of Hampton and OB and those guys. They went after the guy. They wouldn't let him do anything. Now, you got to make sure that you go after this guy. When he's down, you got to hit him.
What'd you think about, I mean, obviously the fact that there was three key components missing from the defense, right? Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, TJ Edwards. So you're missing a significant portion, almost a fourth of your defense yesterday.
That's right. I'm not doubting that, but like I said, you know, now who are the Bears playing? Who's their next opponent,
Detroit Lions.
Okay. Now that'll be a test right there. That's a good team. They're good there. They just were faltering too, but you got to get, like I said before, when they're vulnerable, you got to go after them. I don't care how you do it.
Yeah, you got to keep the foot on the neck. Thanks for the call, Benny. I appreciate it. And some would say that Ben Johnson got a bit conservative in moments. And when you listen to Ben Johnson in the post game, he didn't shy away from accepting responsibility for his faults during the game. But again, I just think about, you know, Olin talked about it where, you know, because for me, it's like, well, where were the checkdowns at in the second half, right? The positive yards, the three or four, just moving the chain a bit. And then Olin pointed out, who, again, he'll be on with Mullion Hall at 7 o'clock, pointed out that, you know, Brian Flores, and they talked about it on the broadcast, initially just bringing four, wanted to see what the offensive line could do, wanted to see what Caleb Williams would do, you know, with the four-man rush. Bears did well. So what did he do? He adjusted. He started seeing him bring more heat. Bringing five, bringing blitzes off the edges. And that's when things started to get a little tricky for the Chicago Bears. Can you adjust to the adjustments? And I think that's where they faltered just a bit. Ben Johnson, you know, it's his first game. Head coach. There's a lot of emotions running, not just through J.J. McCarthy's veins, but, you know, through Ben Johnson's as well. And so, again, the only thing that you could hope for is that, I mean, you hate the fact that Caleb was outplayed by J.J. McCarthy. You hate the fact that he had the fourth quarter that he did because, again, three straight touchdown drives, you know, any team would want that, right? 21 points as quick as possible. But, you know, there's a quick turnaround. You got the Lions on Sunday, as I was pointing out to Benny. And if you're looking to watch the game with a couple of buddies, well, this Sunday, you can join the Score in Circa Sports Illinois at Jared Payton's flagship on the Fox in St. Charles. Olin Kreutz, as I mentioned, Patrick Manley and Mully. They're going to host the pregame show there from 9 to noon. And then after the game, they're going to have a media reaction after Chicago takes on Detroit. And the postgame is actually going to be streamed exclusively on YouTube and Twitch because there will be a Cubs game going on. But again, that's this Sunday, flagship on the Fox in St. Charles, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. All right, 312-644-6767. If you're waking up, you had an opportunity to sleep on the game. But what are your thoughts? Is it simply that the offense stalled or that the defense with the replacements just kind of hit a wall in the fourth quarter? A familiar story for this Bears team. Inability to drive the nail into the coffin in the fourth quarter via their defense. Well, we want to take your calls after the break, so get them in lined up. I'm going to be hanging out with you till 5 o'clock again. That's when I hand it over to Dustin Rhodes for the pregame show as he hands it off to Mully and Hall, and they will kick off or continue, I should say, the Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday presented by Busey Bank and great clips. Again, 312-644-6767. Your calls after the break right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The School.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Obviously, a disappointing way to start the season there for us. We just have a 17-6 lead and then see it go the way it did there in the fourth quarter. We said going into week one that the team that would make the least number of mistakes would win the game, and unfortunately we were on the wrong side of that. We made too many there late in the game, myself included. There were a number of things that I could have done better, a number of things that number of guys could have done better. When you look down at the stat sheet and you see 12 penalties, that's got to get cleaned up in a hurry, and yet we've been saying that all training camp as well. So we'll find a way to get that done. It's going to be a collective effort. No one's pointing fingers.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Oh, Ben Johnson, you must have not been listening to me overnight. A lot of finger pointing from midnight to 5. Quite a bit. And you got a couple more minutes to get your thoughts in. 312-644-6767. Bears lose to the Minnesota Vikings 27-24. Bears were up 17-6 and then allowed 21 straight points. Three straight possessions. Touchdowns by J.J. McCarthy. Had that man looking like a stud out there. As if he was just... And somebody brought up a great point. I think it was John from Dallas. Just saying that Caleb Williams is yet to outplay anybody from his draft class. Right? Bo Nix lost to last year. Jaden Daniels. Tough. Drake May, I think... It's just tough, tough, tough for the Bears. But, you heard Ben Johnson talking about it. 12 penalties, 127 yards. It's crazy. 3 for 12 on third downs, including 6 straight to before the touchdown to stop the Bears and really solidify that victory for the Minnesota Vikings. And, really just being outcoached. First game as a head coach for Ben Johnson, and Brian Flores, Kevin O'Connell got the best of them in the second half. I mean, you saw a team that looked resilient, no quit in them, found moments of momentum throughout the game, whether it was the Vikings getting a field goal in the last 30 seconds of the first half to cut the lead 10-6. you know, just stealing the momentum from the Bears in that sense. And then the Bears going on that 11-play drive. Ultimately, Cairo Santos missing the 50-yard field goal, which then leads to three straight possessions of touchdowns for the Minnesota Vikings. Just a tough one all the way around. Special teams, defense, offense, all had their moments. And unfortunately, the Bears just couldn't pull out the victory. Despite, you know, some bright spots throughout the game, whether that was a Nashon Wright pick six, you know, a couple nice catches by Cole Kmet at the very end, DJ Moore. Just there was moments where you wanted to be happy and you really thought you were going to have a happy football Tuesday. And unfortunately not. But again, a good reminder that we got a lot to talk about all day today on 670 The Score. Of course, I'm hanging out with you for a couple more minutes. Handing it off right to Dustin Rhodes for the pregame show. Molly and Hawk come on right after that. They got Olin Krutz at 7. Can't wait to hear what he has to say now that he's had a moment to sleep on it. Dave Wannstedt comes in studio at 7:40 right here on 670 The Score to hang out with Molly and Hawk. Then Biggs, Brad Biggs, will be on at 9 o'clock. Raheemian Harris with Mark Grody. They got Patrick Manley at 11. Tim Jenkins at 1. Spiegel and Holmes wrapping things up. They got Matt Forte on at 3, Jason Leisure at 4, then Jalen Johnson at 5 o'clock. But I want to hear what you have to say as you're waking up or going to sleep on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday. So let's go out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Joey out in Long Grove. Joey, after this one, is there any room for optimism? Is there a way you can still feel good after this game?
Absolutely. Thanks for taking my call. I've been watching the Bears since I was a kid, and this season does feel a little different. I like the aggressiveness on the defensive line. I did like the play calls. I know there's some comments about Ben Johnson and play calling, but the plays were there. We hit a couple of those plays from Caleb Williams, and it's a completely different game, whether it's the pass down the middle to the tight end or to DJ Moore in the corner. Related to Caleb Williams, look, I'm very excited about what he's going to bring to the table. Yes, he needs to hit those throws. A lot of successful quarterbacks in this league can make the dink and dunks, can scramble, but it's going to come down to, and what we're going to hopefully see this year is he's got to make that in-game moment. The flashy play, great, but he's got to make that play to DJ Moore. He's got to make that play down the middle. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in the coming games. Just want to see that aggressiveness that we saw this last game, and looking forward to it, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, Joey, I got a question for you, man. When you're thinking about, you know, you're talking about optimism, which, listen, I'm here for spreading optimism, especially on the score following a loss. But it's tough when, you know, you come out with your scripted plays so well, and then over the course of the game, right, this is something that's been plaguing the Bears for a couple of seasons now. They can't put together all three phases to operate at a high level in order to come out with victories. What did you see that has you feeling so optimistic, you know, from this game specifically?
Great question. I would say no excuses here, but it was Ben Johnson's first game. I think there was a comment earlier about now this is what it's going to be like being a coach, not a head coach, not just a play caller. I believe in him, and I think he's going to overcome any of the mistakes he made today, and he held himself accountable. I thought that was very awesome to hear. But related to the team, they were aggressive. The play calls, some of them were there. Regarding some of those, the third and fourth quarter where they got stopped several times, that just starts on first down, getting negative yardage or no yardages. So I'm hoping that those are just minor tweaks where we find the open guy, we get the 5 yards, and we get into our offense. And I think those plays are going to show up, and we're going to score some points.
Thanks for the call, Joey. I appreciate it. Listen, I'm trying to find the optimism as well when it comes to this game, whether it's Caleb Williams and, you know, hoping that he just gets a better grasp of the offense and can operate more quickly than we saw. But, you know, the real issue is the running game. I'm a big DeAndre Swift fan. He's on my fantasy team. I thought he was going to do well this year with Ben Johnson and different offense. When he was getting the checkdowns early, I was like, perfect. I'll take these half-point PPR you know, catches. But then that was it. 3 for 12. That was it. And then, of course, you know, you're thinking about DJ Moore. I mean, nobody else got a, you know, Kamenaga didn't even have a carry. He had a reception, but no carry, right? So you got DJ Moore with three rushes on the day. So it's the run game that I'm most worried about. 17 carries, 53 yards for DeAndre Swift, averaging 3.1 yards per carry. It's not going to get the job done. It's not going to make Caleb Williams' job easier also. So Ben Johnson's job is to find the solution for something like that. But you know what? Who knows what that's going to end up looking like. But again, they got the quick turnaround. Detroit Lions, Bears taking them on Sunday, 12 o'clock. I mean, you can catch – it's just going to be tough because it doesn't get easier, right? The Raiders look good with Geno Smith looking like a professional quarterback. The Dallas Cowboys gave everything they could to the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, Dak Prescott's going to put up points. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough season for the Chicago Bears. And I, too, like Marshall Harris and a lot of other people, I had this pegged as a victory for the Bears today. But unfortunately, as we all saw, another disappointing, sad Tuesday following a Bears game. But the show will go on, and all day today it will. I want to thank Tyler Ferengall for holding things down today. Baby T, you did
Baby
it.
T. I said that's his radio name. Who gave you that name?
It was me. And everybody lets me know that it sticks every time.
It's been a while since I've heard that one.
Baby T's a good one, bro. I think it's a good name. It's a good name. But all day today, it's going to be good stuff on 670. The Score, of course, Dustin Rhodes coming up in just over 5 minutes. Mully and Hall, they got Olin Kreutz and Dave Wannstedt at 7 and 740. Raheemy Harris, Mark Grody, they got Patrick Manley and Tim Jenkins at 11 and 1, respectively. And then Spiegel and Holmes, all-star lineup. Matt Forte at 3. Jason Leisure jumping on at 4 o'clock. And then Jalen Johnson, despite being on the sidelines for last night's game, he will be front and center with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. So make sure you're here for that one. Ah, what a day. Didn't nap, but now I got to go home to my newborn. How about that one? Bet you my wife's going to hand her right off. All right, mi gente. Hasta la próxima. I am Gabe Ramirez. And until next time, this is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.